Hey, this is Steve, and this podcast is all about making the gospel relevant to your life. That means discovering the good news of Jesus in whatever you're going through today. On Memorial Day weekend, we appreciate the freedoms that we have because of those that have sacrificed for us to be able to live free. Do we appreciate the freedom that we have in Christ because of the sacrifice that He made? How does that work out in our lives? That's exactly the question that Pastor Jason asks this weekend.
Memorial Day is an opportunity for us to remember soldiers who have fallen in battle, but I want us to focus on some things that we can remember to help us throughout life as we seek to follow our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So pause with me for a second. I want you guys to think of what your fondest memory is. Okay? Think about what your fondest memory is. You know, it may be, remember when you guys were little and there was that bike that you always wanted and you finally got it for Christmas? Maybe it's not a bike. I remember I wanted a game system. The first game system that I got was the old school Nintendo. You know, when you had the blow in the cartridge to get the... No? Is anybody there with me? Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And you had to blow in the game system, make sure you get all the dust out for it to work. That was really cool. Maybe one of your fondest memories happened at a concert where you got to go see, you know, one of your favorite bands, or possibly graduation. We were just able to celebrate graduation here in Gilmer County last week, and that's a big, big milestone in people's lives. For me, this was one of my fondest memories when yesterday was my wife and I's 11-year anniversary. So one of your fondest memories might be when you were married. The next one's a pretty fond memory too. That's my daughter, Grace. But welcoming new life into the world, I know that's an awesome, awesome memory. And for, you know, for you sports fans, particularly Atlanta Braves fans, 21 years ago, it's been 21 years since the Atlanta Braves won the World Series back in 1995, but that's a pretty good memory, right? Right? Yeah, there you go. Well, maybe your fondest memory wasn't of an object or an event, but maybe it was of a person. As we take some time tomorrow on Memorial Day to reflect on those soldiers, people in the military who have lost their lives in service, we as Christians, we as believers in Jesus Christ, if you have accepted His gracious offer of salvation, we remember kind of our Memorial Day, what makes us knit together as brothers and sisters on Good Friday. And that's the day that our Lord and Savior gave His life for us. Because without this event, without Jesus Christ, God Himself, coming and living a perfect life and substituting in for those things that we have done in our past that have separated us from God, without Him coming, then why would we be here today? What would we have to remember? Jesus Himself said that greater love has no man than this, than He would lay down His life for our friends. So I want us to remember some things in our walk with Jesus Christ. Remember these things as we seek to live the life that God wants for us. So number one, the first blank you have there on your page, is who do we belong to? Who do we belong to? You see, we, through Jesus Christ, we have been bought with a great price. You know, God so loved the world that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live the life that you and I couldn't live. He came and walked this earth living in perfect community with His Father. He never sinned. And all of us have made those choices in our lives where we've chosen to do what we want to do and have separated ourselves from God because of that. But God, in His great mercy and grace, gave Jesus Christ for us. And when we come to Him admitting that we have come to the end of ourselves, we enter into a relationship where we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for God. We live for Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20 says, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you at a high price." I know a lot of times we all have a tendency to kind of get caught up in our culture and in our culture of materialism and being a self-made man and pursuing the American dream and wanting to do everything on our own and thinking that, no, we're good. I got this. But Jesus Christ came, and on Good Friday, we were bought with a high, high price. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 really kind of sums up the gospel, I think, very well in these two verses. And it says, "God saved you by His grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done. So none of us can boast about this." You know, grace, the really good acronym for grace, it stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. And that's the gift that He's given to me and you. The gift that we have the privilege of opening and to walking into that relationship with Jesus Christ through our salvation and through our repentance. So, number one, we have to remember who we belong to. Number two, and we are so important in our lives as we're growing in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, we have to remember why we're here. You know, God has put us all here for a purpose. Pastor Steve has been giving great messages recently talking about the gifts that God has given to us as believers in Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus, when He was questioned while He was here on earth, was questioned, what is the greatest commandment? And you guys know this. We emphasize this a lot here at the Orchard Church. Matthew chapter 22, Jesus says that you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And we see in 39 and 40, and He says in the second is equally important, to love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commands, to love God and to love others. Here at the Orchard Church, we provide an environment where you can encounter God in an intimate way every Sunday morning. And through our life groups, we provide a way where you can choose to be involved and learn how to truly love others the way that God has commanded us to love God and to love others. And we're also, Jesus Christ gave us, so we love God, we love others, and what else do we do here at the Orchard Church? The third part of what God has called us to do. Make disciples, that's right. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, and teach these new disciples, these new believers, to obey all that I've commanded you, and be sure of this, I am with you even to the end of the age." So Jesus Christ has called us, He has put us here to do three different things, no matter what He's gifted us to do, to love Him, to love others, and to make disciples. You know, a lot of times, and you can raise your hand if you've felt like this before. I know a lot of times in our lives, we feel like God is far away. Or when we pray, our prayers kind of hit the ceiling and bounce back down. And I think that Jesus' promise there, if we can look at that verse again, that I am with you always to the end of the age, we have to kind of rest on these promises and not necessarily on the way that we feel. You know, a lot of times I think in our culture, we're taught to make decisions based on how you feel. How many of you guys get really grumpy when you're hungry? Yeah, okay, awesome. So I would not recommend that you make a decision based on how you're feeling if you're really grumpy before you're hungry. Okay, you guys with me on that? How many of you guys, when you woke up this morning, you saw the beautiful sunshine and wanted to roll back over and go back to sleep? Okay, we got a couple. Good, that's okay. That's okay, today's a beautiful day. Thank you for not making your decision today based on how you're feeling. God has given us a great opportunity to come here and to gather with our group of believers this morning. He has given us the choice to come together and to meet with him uniquely here. Because God has promised us that he will visit us when we gather together. You know, Steve prayed in the 8:30 service, and one of the things that I picked up on that he prayed about was that God, we know that God is here because God wants to be where his family is. And I think that's really cool. Us, as his children, God desires to be here and to meet with us. Isn't that awesome? Yes, yes, it is awesome. So first of all, we need to remember who we belong to. Second, we need to remember why we're here. And thirdly, we need to remember who we work for. I truly believe that's who we work for. I truly believe that no matter what God has gifted you to do. Mike, I know that you've started a new job recently. God's opened a new window of opportunity for you to serve him in a different way. And guys, God has called each of us to do something different and individually. And I think as the church, a lot of times, we kind of give the false impression that God calls some people to do things that are really important and some people to do other things that are not that important. But when we remember who it is that we work for, when we remember that we have been bought with a price, that Jesus Christ came and subbed in for us in this life, man, you can be a janitor, you can be a doctor, you can be a teacher, a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, whatever God has called you to, if you remember that you're working for him and you're not working for men, that completely changes your perspective. I know that when we realize, God, I'm serving you, I'm gonna do this as well as I can because you've given me a desire to serve you. You know, Jesus Christ himself said, but seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added to you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, Paul writes, work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than people. Rather than people. Guys, no matter what God has called us to do, or if we're a student right now, we need to work diligently at that, understanding that we are pursuing what God wants us to pursue. Remember, you guys know that in the scriptures, one of the most often repeated commands is to remember what God has done. You know, I think that's one of the things that I know I forget to do very often, is to remember what God has done in our lives. I know one of the things that I want to start doing with my family that I haven't perfected yet is just all sit around the table and talk about what has God done specifically in your life during this week? And then, you know, Seth will say something crazy and he'll start running around the table and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be fun. But I think that's a practice that we need to do better as a church. It's just remembering those things that God has done in our lives. Again, just kind of referencing what the Bible teaches about the gifts that we've been given by God. A lot of times, you know, we desire to have the gifts that Steve has been talking about. I know Steve was talking about the gift of faith last week. And that's not one of my primary gifts. And a lot of us, you know, it's great to see the way that our giftings all work together to reflect the body of Christ. But gift of faith is kind of one that I wish I had sometimes. I have more of the gift of teaching. But God has kind of told us that when we pursue him more than we pursue the gifts, then he'll take care of that too. I know one of the things that I try and remind the youth of is the fact that we're to pursue the giver and not necessarily the gift. We are to pursue the one who has pursued us and not necessarily the things that he's provided. And that's really, really important for us to remember. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 is another verse that really calls us to whatever, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do it all for the glory of God. So guys, whatever God has called you to do, as long as we remember that we are to remember whose we are, remember why we're here, and remember who we work for, then God will provide us with those things that we need to pursue him in the right way. All right, guys. So I need everybody to, this is a little exercise. Can everybody close your eyes with me real quick? All right, thank you. Now, think of your fondest memory. Think of someone in your life who you look up to, who has different characteristics that you would like to see in your personal life. Everybody got somebody in their mind? Okay, I can't really tell because my eyes are closed too. Pursue those characteristics in your life. Remember the impact that that person or that event had on you. Because I truly believe in this saying right here. Guys, open your eyes. That the way you live today will determine how you will be remembered. You know, a lot of us that are parents often kind of think about the legacy that we're going to leave for our children. And I know when I look at people who have characteristics in their life, when I remember the impact that they had on me, I try and duplicate what they're doing. As we remember those, as we remember the legacy that that the fallen soldiers have left for us, their legacy of sacrifice, as we remember the legacy of sacrifice that Jesus Christ left for all of us, man, I pursue those characteristics. Because guys, listen, what we do now matters so much. So this Memorial Day weekend, as we remember and reflect on those who have gone before us, my prayer is that we remember these three things in increasing our love for Jesus Christ. Pray with me, please. Lord, you are great and mighty. Today you might be sitting here and you want to leave a legacy. You want your actions to matter for eternity. Maybe you're here today and you've never begun a relationship with Jesus Christ. And you know, these things that we remember, before we can remember these things, we have to know that our relationship with Jesus Christ comes first. And our relationship with Jesus Christ, our need for redemption, can only become when we've come to the end of ourselves, when we've seen that we've got nowhere else to go, when we've seen that Jesus came and lived a perfect life, when he lived a life in perfect communion with God, when he never, ever made a decision that went against what his father wanted him to. You and I, we've all made mistakes. We've all done things that we're not proud of. But because God so loved us, because through his grace, God extended us an opportunity to follow him, he sent his son, Jesus. Jesus substitutes in for us now as our Savior and our Lord. And we understand that we need to turn, repent. The Bible gives us the key to this new life. Just turn away from the way that you were going and turn back to him, run back to the Father. If you desire to begin that relationship with Jesus Christ now, I pray this prayer with me. We wouldn't want to embarrass you or ask you to come to the front, because this prayer is not magic, but this prayer articulates your condition before God and your desire. So pray this prayer after me. Say, Jesus, I know that I have gone against you. I know that you are the rightful king and that I've committed treason. I've followed my own way instead of following yours. And today, the best as I know how, I want to turn from that. I want to follow you. I want to be a person who pursues you. I want to leave a legacy to the people that see me of a person who lives sold out for you. Jesus, today I make you the Lord of my life. Help me to live for you. In your name, amen.